I got a dream of winning a Super Bowl. I got a dream of being in a Pro Bowl. I'm really not into dreams anymore, okay? I'm into nightmares.
Narrators!
Caught! Touchdown!
You're listening to the Autumn Windbags, an audio attack from the Silver and Black. Here are your windbags, Juan Soto.
What is up, everybody? Woo! Off the snine. Got our first win. Congratulations, everybody. Big day in Raider Nation. Big day in Raider Nation. We got the dub. It was a full team effort. And thank God it was, because you know who played like you know what. All right. Welcome, everybody. Welcome. First, I want to say, make sure everybody out there that like, comment, and subscribe to the Autumn Windbags. It's your boy Soto here. Tell everyone, tell your friends, tell your mamas, tell your haters, tell your neighbors, tell their neighbors, everybody, everybody, everybody. All right. So now that that's out of the way, the Raiders win 32-23. Another great effort by the defense. The defense has not given up more than 24 points this entire season. Remember, against the Cardinals, those last 6 points were not on the defense. The Raiders have given up 23, 24, 23, 23 this whole year, and we finally scored more points to win. Damn it. We're back in it. We're back in it. No one can tell me shit. Got the Raider hat back on. Ready to play, ready to go. Yo, man, Raiders, huge win. I agree. Brian Rodriguez, good win. We still need Carr to play much better in the red zone. I'm going to get to that. I want to move up in the draft, so this makes me upset. Defense, great. Yeah, Raiders, Bob, good, glad to see you back. Carr doesn't do anything to extend the play. So frustrating. I mean, there's a lot of stuff we can say. Let's start talk. Look, first, here's the thing. This is a saying from coaches everywhere. Coaches everywhere in every sport. Doesn't matter. Doesn't matter what sport it is. Doesn't matter what you're playing. If it's a fight, if it's a baseball game, you never apologize for a victory, right? You never say, oh, man, we should have played better, but, you know, whatever. No. That's why it really bugs me when fighters go out there and they win a fight and like, yeah, I really should have fought better. I'm not happy with my performance. Bro, but you're happy when you go out there and do everything you can, but you get caught with a left hook and get knocked out. You're happy with that? No. Cut it out. Be happy with the victory and move on. Just like the losses, same thing as the victories. None of the losses helped us today. None of the victories are going to help us next week. We got to put it behind us, learn what we can, and move on, right? So great job today. We got the victory. Good guys, 32. Donkeys, 23. It was a lot closer than it should have been. Bob, it's true. The older you get, the more you appreciate and respect any win, because you know, Bob, I see those eyes, Bob. You've seen some shit. You've been through some shit. I've seen some shit. A lot of great individual efforts. A lot of great team efforts out there. Let's go ahead and start with the stats. The big stats. And then the other peripheral stuff we'll get into more so. A little later maybe in this episode. But more so in the week, the midweek show. Derek Carr, 21 of 34 for 188 yards, no touchdowns, no interceptions. So positive lining. He didn't turn the ball over, which, you know, you should expect from your quarterback not to turn the ball over, but, you know, okay. The big day today was Josh Jacobs. Josh Jacobs, I don't want to take anything away from Josh Jacobs whatsoever. All right. We'll talk about the onside kick. We'll talk about Nate Hobbs. We'll talk about Perrin getting a concussion. We'll talk about Zeus with his big run. We'll talk about all that stuff. But let's give Josh Jacobs his due. Josh Jacobs ran like a man possessed. This is not a bad defense. This is a good defense. This is the defense is what kept Denver in these games. And Josh Jacobs and the offensive line in general, I think, did a really good job. Illuminor again with another fucking penalty. It's just, was anyone surprised that Thayer Munford replaced Illuminor and then Illuminor never went back in? Is anyone surprised? Anyone? Anyone in the anyone? Anyone? V-O something D-O-O economics. Voodoo economics. Look. Once Illuminor was taken out of the game, he was never put back in. So I don't know if I call that shifting the line, but I would definitely say that the line of Miller, Bars, James, Parham, Munford was definitely the most effective. So, you know, I've said it here a bunch of times. You can be big, strong, fast, have all the measurables. If you can't be counted on to perform, you're not going to be on the field. Melvin Gordon is a good back. Melvin Gordon is not a slub. He's not a scrub. He's none of that. But if you can't hang on to the football, you can't be on the field. Illuminor, you did a great job getting your body in shape. You know the system. You can block. You can do this. You can do that. If you don't got it up here, you can't be on the field. It's what I said before. Give me a steady Eddie who's not super flashy but can get the job done. Steady but doesn't make those mental mistakes. I'll take that all day. So, I mean, Dutch Master 710, all that Cotton hype in the offseason to get beat by Bars. Well, if you want to be technical, Cotton was beat by Parham. Bars beat Simpson. Excuse me, I was screaming all day. Tommy Wood, give Josh Daniels his due for sticking with the run game to be the key in winning the first game as a Raider. Also, Josh Jacobs, thank you. Tommy Wood, let me get through the stats, and I'm going to get back to this, Tommy, okay? Hang on to this. All right, Josh Jacobs, 28 big carries for 144 yards, 2 touchdowns, a lifesaver. Carr actually scrambled 7 times for 40 yards, which is good. Zeus White, 2 carries, 24 yards. He had 1 2-yard carry earlier in the game and a big toss sweep for 22 yards when we needed it. Great job there. Receiving, Devonta Adams got 9 receptions for 101 yards on 13 targets. Nice work there. Matt Collins, 3 of 5 for 33. Jacobs, 5 of 6 for 31 yards. So he was 175 yards total offense today, which is amazing. Waller for 3 for 24. He moved the chains a couple of times. So great work there. RJ, I don't know where RJ is. He said he couldn't make it. I'm going to be honest. I'm petty as fuck, and I don't know if that comes to any surprise by anyone. But as the game was going on and Carr was playing worse and worse and worse, I just kept freaking giving it to RJ and Rory, and I don't know what happened. I don't know. Hopefully he doesn't have some kind of – it wasn't the plan. I'll tell you that. It wasn't the plan for RJ not to be here, so hopefully everything's okay. But I'm sure I didn't help matters any by – fucking giving them a ton of shit. Defensively, Amik Robertson. So here's a cool thing about what happened with Amik Robertson today. Amik Robertson was sunned, basically, by Jerry Jeudy early in the game for a long pass. Couldn't keep up, slipped and fell, and tried to tackle Jeudy early. Jeudy caught a long pass on him and gave him one of these, like, dude, you're too short. You're too small to guard me. You're too small to check me. And ever since then, Amik Robertson played like a beast. He was out there. He was making tackles. He was sniffing out screens. He was just all over the field. He recovered a 60, I believe it was a 68-yard fumble recovery. That's the longest fumble recovery for a touchdown in like 7 years in the NFL. So great work there. Amik Robertson, we've threw a couple of offensive players for the Broncos, got some good blocks down the field and was able to score the touchdown. Great job there. So Amik Robertson, man, good job, bro. Tackle wise, Devon Diablo had 8 tackles. Perryman had 5 in limited action. Abram had 5. Max Crosby, another stat filling day. He had 4 tackles. All of them were solo. He had 2 sacks. All his tackles were tackles for loss. He had 2 quarterback hits on top of his sacks. He was all over, and he had a pass defense too. He batted down a pass. So great work there. Nate Hobbs is a fucking stud, man. Not only does he have a sack, a tackle for loss, but a pass defense and a quarterback hit. He was all over the field too. So we need these types of efforts from our defense. Even Chandler Jones was getting into the freaking business. He was getting a lot of holding calls pulled against him. He was in the backfield a lot. So a lot more activity from Chandler Jones this week. So great job by our defense. We got healthy defensively on a poor offense. Denver is not a good offense, man. They're not. And, you know, we're right there with them now. It feels good to be able to see a game plan and watch it unfold, you know. Let's see. Wowza. Wilson doesn't look like Wilson anymore. You know what? He does in spurts, but, you know, when Javonte Williams went out, his running game wasn't as good. He doesn't have the weapons that he had in Seattle. There's no DK Metcalf or Lockett or any of that shit. He didn't have that here. So, I mean, Sutton's an okay player. Judy's a decent player. I mean, they're decent players, but they're not Lockett or DK Metcalf. And he didn't have Noah Fant to throw to, which was, I thought Noah Fant was the Broncos' best receiving target last year. And he's gone doing big things in Seattle. So he doesn't have anything around him. So what is he actually? He throws a pretty deep ball. He beat us a couple times deep, but that's how we have to play. The way he has to play and win the way Russell Wilson has to play and win is very similar to the Seattle days, where scrambling, you know, using the running game a lot, leaning on the running game, you know, play action pass over the top, deep passes. He still has a really good deep ball. Okay. So to start the game, Trent Green gave us a nice, interesting little stat. This season, Derek Carr has a 33% completion rate in the red zone, which is not good. This game, Derek Carr went 4 for 9 for 30 yards with no touchdowns and no interceptions in the red zone. I don't know, guys. Look, I am very excited and very happy about this win. But what does this win and what is how the team played tell you about what not only the team thinks, but what does McDaniels think? What does Ziegler think? What does Mark Davis think? What do they think about our situation in our roster overall? What I think, guys, I think we found our recipe. Placed out defense, take chances, run the football, don't ask Derek Carr to do too much. Because we got 7 trips into the red zone. We got 2 touchdowns, which were running touchdowns, no passing touchdowns, and 5 field goals. We got 6 overall, but one was a deeper field goal. So 7 trips into the red zone, 2 touchdowns, no throwing touchdowns, five field goals. That is not going to get it done. So, look, before the last touchdown, it was a close game, man. It was a two-point game. It was anyone's game. Anything happens. A botched handoff, a bobbled ball that's intercepted, anything like that, and we could have lost this game easily. This is what happened the first couple weeks for us. Everyone's going to want to look at, oh, well, Carr didn't turn the ball over and this and that, and like he threw for a decent percentage. But the thing is when we go to the red zone that often and don't score, you're keeping teams in the game. And that's what we've done throughout, I mean, at least the last six years from the 17 season on. Is we've kept teams in games, and that's why we have so many nail biters at the end. Got to put these teams away early. This type of offensive effort against the Chiefs is not going to get it done. The offense scored 25 points. But I mean, the offense had two touchdowns. The rest of it was special teams. With Mahomes and gang, got to do a little bit better. But the positives in this game, I think the main positive in this game is the resurgence of Josh Jacobs. I think a very good combination for our offensive line. I think Alex Barrs played really well. I think Parham played really well. I think James coming back a little bit rested and clear-headed played really well. I thought Illuminor, aside from the penalty, played well. I thought Thayer Munford played pretty good. He got beat a couple times, but nothing that he couldn't recover from, and ended up negatively affecting the play. I think we found our offensive line, guys. What do you guys think? Let's see. It's hopefully something to build on. So I agree. Hopefully it's something to build on. You know, we build on having an opportunistic defense. Sound special teams. We had some. We pinned them down. We pinned a punt down on the 1 yard line. Almost got a couple of safeties out of that. You know, Carlson did miss an extra point, but we did kick a lot of field goals, and he was good with perfect with his field goals. I think by and large, after the first half, our punt coverage was a little bit iffy. The punt returner from the Broncos is kind of shifting. He was able to get some good run backs. But in the second half, I think we cleaned that up. Overall, I think we did it was a nice team win. And I don't have an issue playing this type of game moving forward. I said this from the beginning of the season. Josh McDaniels will run the ball as often as he has to. Like if he feels like this is the type of game he has to play, then this is the game the type of game we have to play. Let's see here. Carr is going to have to run the ball to win games. Offensive skill players are clueless. Besides Jacobs. Well, Francisco, I'll tell you something. When you're under 50% in the red zone for 30 yards, and you have seven trips into the red zone and you don't throw for any touchdowns, I mean, you put the ball there and they'll catch it. That throw, that pass to Davante Adams on our first trip into the red zone, that ball should have been intercepted by Surtain, but Devontae saved his ass by reaching over and knocking it down. I don't understand this. I don't understand what's going on here with this. Look, I'm not going to make this a debate. It's about the numbers. It's about what we see. It's going to be very difficult because on one end of the spectrum, you have people who are more objective about things, who see what they see. On the other side, you have the Kardashians, right? What side do you lay on? Do you think that Derek Carr played a good game? I think how the way we play today is the safest, most efficient way to play with what we have. I don't know that we can trust Derek Carr with too much. I thought our game plan was very vanilla. I thought our passing game and our passing scheme today was very basic. And I think that's how you have to keep it or else you risk making a lot of mistakes coming out of your quarterback position. Well, Carr was wrong because the defender was outside, not inside. So he threw the ball wrong. I don't know what you want me to tell you. It was a poorly thrown ball, and Devontae Adams saved his ass. It doesn't matter what he thought. He was wrong. So there you go. Francisco, I love you, man. I love you. If I ever rob a bank, I want Francisco to rob a bank with me, because he will never roll over on me. He will never roll over. He will always back up me no matter what. You can give him all the tape you want on how bad Carr played today. It's always going to be something else. Francisco, you're the man. And the rest of the game? Look, I don't want to make this about Carr. I'll say this about Carr and I'll move on. I won't say anything more about him. He had a below average game today. He threw 34 times for under 200 yards, no touchdowns. Get out of here with that. Steve the Cockfighter, Carr played the role of game manager today. The defense, special teams, and run game won this game. True, true, and true. All right, guys. So, look, here's what we got going on right now. We're 1-3, looking to come out on the comeback trail. From what we've seen so far this season, I feel this is the type of game we need to play. If we can't run the football, we're not going to win games. We can't leave it up to our quarterback to be able to win games for us and sling the ball around the field. In order to be able to do that, our defense has to keep us in the game. Our defense can't do what they did in Tennessee and give up, you know, three touchdowns in the first three drives. Like, we have to keep the game a little bit close, but also our offense has to keep pace. If our defense falters, we have to pick each other up, right? Let's see here. Let's see. Come on, man. Guys, I said stop talking about Carr. Michael B. says nobody does less than with more than Carr. Come on, guys. Be nice. Be nice. Wowza. He did just enough to manage the game. Guys, come on. Be nice, guys. Come on. It's not Carr's fault. It's his weapons. It's the coach. It's the media. It's the Illuminati. It's his defense. I'll tell you one thing, though. Carr's leadership really brought us through. It was his leadership. His leadership that won us this game. If anyone gets the game ball, it's Derek Carr's leadership. Boogie, we won. Just be happy. Low Raider, win or lose, a problem is a problem. Wowza, I love Carr, but I love winning more. I'm not a Carr hater, man. I'm a Raider lover. It's different. Francisco, something tells me. Wait, is that you, RJ? Did he make a different account? I don't know. It may be. Or is that a Carr? Are you a member of the Carr family? I have hooked up with Docs. Docs has been on the show a couple times. He's a great guy. And I think we love the Raiders and the players that play for them. We don't love the player regardless. You know, it's different. We're about the Raiders, right? And I think a lot of people that I've talked to that are in the Kardashian camp would rather lose with Carr and make excuses than win with somebody else. I mean, I'm not asking you to leave. I have an opinion. You have an opinion. I come on this show every week with RJ and we disagree. I mean, I think it's healthy to disagree with somebody and get your points out. I just don't see that your points have much basis right now. Dox is a punk. I mean, okay, that you're. I think Dox has been a very nice guy to us. He's been a very good friend of the program. I consider him a friend of mine. So, if you feel that way, I don't. Maybe you know something different than I do. Yeah, it was a strip six. It was a fumble pickup and score, and it was great. It's all about the shield, baby. All about the shield. Let's see here. I think that Casey will destroy our defense. You know what? I don't know, man. I don't know. It's not the same Casey defense. The positives that we saw today, I think that the combination of offensive line that we saw today was the most effective run blocking, for sure. Josh Jacobs ran for 5 yards a rip. Carr ran for over almost 6 yards a rip. Zamir White ran for 12 yards a carry. Devonta Adams even ran once for 4 yards. So it's the most effective running that we've had. We got over 200 yards rushing the ball, which is amazing. We had 38 carries as opposed to 34 passing attempts. And, you know, in the offseason, I was saying that we should throw the ball around 30 to 35 times a game. That's what we should do. We shouldn't put too much on our quarterback to win games for us. We should do more to help him because of his propensity to turn the ball over. And we ran the ball really well today, and we didn't turn the ball over today, which is what we want to do, which is amazing. Let's see here. Raider Zach, this channel is the shit, period. Whether I agree with them or not, that guy is looking for a make-believe channel that agrees with everything he thinks is right. I mean, cool. Look, guys, if you disagree with me, that's great. Let me know why. Tell me why. The what is very easy. You suck. You're dumb. You don't know football. Okay, well, why do you say that? Because you disagree with me? That's not a reason. Give me facts as to why. I don't know. Because I'll have a conversation with you guys. I love interacting with you guys. My shows are a lot different than like the shows that were with RJ or with Rory and stuff like that, because I like the back and forth, because I like to know what you guys think. Sometimes you guys change my mind. It doesn't happen often, but yeah, if you give me a good enough argument, I will, for sure. But don't just say you suck. I mean, say whatever you want, but it's not going to affect how I feel or how I think. Let's see here. I think most people on YouTube do, honestly. Yeah, I mean, it's true. A lot of people like to be reinforced, you know, reinforcing what they feel. They like to be reinforced and comforted. Boogie, most people like living in their echo. Yeah, man, it's true, man. Zach, Raider Zach, I appreciate you, bro. I try to keep it very simple, man. I try to keep it very basic. What I see, what the numbers show me, and then what the plays tell me, right? I'll be honest with you, a lot of I've watched every all 22 snap from the Raiders since 2017. And there are certain things that become, regardless of who's out there, regardless of who's catching the ball, regardless of who's coaching, regardless of whose scheme it is or whatever, there's certain things that you pick up on. And, you know, I think this recipe right now, this game plan, this attack plan moving forward is what we have to do. We have to be that kind of like, let's say, a Cleveland Browns type, or like, any team out there that's a run heavy team. We have to be that type, because we don't have we don't have a Patrick Mahomes or a Josh Allen, or we don't have that type of dynamic play coming out of the quarterback position. And as it showed today, we don't always need it. We don't always need that type of dynamic play. We can have steady play out of the quarterback position as long as we get dynamic play somewhere. You can't win without dynamic plays. We don't necessarily need it from our quarterback position if our defense plays this way, if our running game plays this way. What's up, Apollo? You want to come in the show? No? All right, we'll get out of here then. Let's focus on the positives, guys. The positives here are, number one, we won the game. We're 1-3. We're still in the hunt. We can still push forward. We have a tough game coming up on Monday night against the Chiefs, but a winnable game. They don't look like game beaters or world beaters. They've lost some close games. They've won some close games, so it's been back and forth. But early in the season, that's kind of how it goes. So it'd be great to go in there and sneak a victory away from them at their home field before we go on our bye. Another thing that I think is a big victory for us is our defense kind of woke up a little bit. It's not all about making a tackle. It's where you make that tackle. Yeah, I can have 10 tackles, but if they're all 7-8 yards down the field, like, am I really making a huge accomplishment there? Like, no, we got to get these guys at the line of scrimmage or behind the line of scrimmage. And I think we did that today. We did a lot of that good stuff today. I think Amik Robertson showed bowed up his chest a little bit. I think he got sunned. He did get sunned a little bit by Judy. He kind of said, you're too small to guard me. And then he kind of flipped the switch and he started playing a little bit more passionately. I think we saw a lot better play today from Chandler Jones. He was in the mix a lot more. He got a few holding penalties against him. He was making some tackles. So Chandler Jones kind of woke up a little bit. We were making we kicked Crosby inside on obvious passing downs. And we had Cleveland Farrell and Kuntz on the outside. And we ran games and stunts. And that worked out really well, too. Very similar to what the Giants did in their Super Bowl run with the NASCAR offensive line, the NASCAR defense, that's what they called it, with just four pass rushers on the line. So a lot of good things happening, guys. A lot of good things that we found out in this game that worked. So there's a couple of things that Autumn Windbag acts. My name is Soto. You call me Juan. You can call me Soto, you call me whatever. You call me. You don't have to call me Windbag. I appreciate you though. Cohen, run the ball down the Chiefs' throat. You can't trust Carr. Well, look, you can't trust him to do what you've asked him to do earlier this year. I'll amend that. I think you can trust him with this game plan, with the game plan that we have here today. Maybe one or two shots down the field. Like I would say, like one shot a half down the field, but manage the game, focus on your running game, stuff like that. Be efficient in the red zone. We got to be more efficient in the red zone, guys. Against KC, field goals aren't going to cut it. Let's see here. All right. Well, it's going to be a short show today, guys. I'm going to go do some more celebrating. Appreciate all you guys. Make sure to like, comment, and subscribe. We're here for you guys. We want to make sure that everyone here knows that we can't do this without you. We do this for you, right? So make sure to like, comment, and subscribe. Your boys, the Autumn Windbags. We should be back filming Wednesday for Thursday on our midweek show. If I have enough time, I may throw some. I've tried to do more things during the middles of the week, but I'm so goddamn busy, guys. I apologize for that. But I'm going to try to carve out some more time for you to come on and make sure that we can have some more conversations about this. I appreciate you guys. Make sure to tell your friends, tell your haters, tell your mamas. And for a big Raider victory, throw up your dubs. Peace.